The resort of Ocean City, Maryland is a favorite year-round vacation spot for people from all over the Mid-Atlantic. From the rolling hills of Pennsylvania to the bustling D.C. metropolis, and everywhere in between. Beaches, world-famous year-round sport fishing, hip dining spots, and luxury hotels. Yes, Ocean City has it all. Ocean City sits on the Fenwick Barrier Island, separating it from the mainland by way of the Sinpuxent Bay. A barrier island, in case you slept through geology class, is a strip of land that forms between the ocean and mainland, created over time by tidal forces shifting sand towards the shore. These moving land masses are essential parts of a coastal ecosystem, protecting the mainland from storms and providing a thriving wetland habitat for all types of wildlife. It was originally home to the indigenous Algonquin people for centuries, before European colonists, namely the British, arrived in the 1600s and had to ruin everyone's good time. Colonists from Virginia began to slowly settle in the area, growing tobacco for posh British types back in merry old England, and harvesting fish, oysters, and other bounties from the depths, fuel the growing pre-American economy. As the colonial age faded and the United States became the United, people would begin to settle down in the area more permanently, drawn by the already established tobacco farming and fishing, and not far behind was the familiar allure of escaping smog and the griminess of the Industrial Revolution that this natural bounty fueled with a trip to the beach. It was a no-brainer for top hat-wearing fancy pants such as Stephen Tabor and Isaac Coffin to capitalize, as capitalists do, on this desire to gaze romantically at the natural world that was seeming to disappear from all around them as cities grew and wildlands disappeared. The second half of the 18th century saw rapid growth and development in the Delmarva area as a whole, and the growing populace of cities like Baltimore and Philadelphia needed somewhere to get away to. Coffin built a beachfront cottage in 1869, a very nice year, and more would follow, such as one of Ocean City's oldest and still standing hotels, the Atlantic, in 1875. Yes, the ladies' resort by the sea was something to behold. Well, that's what they called it back then, at least. And by the turn of the 20th century, it started to take shape into what we think of as a modern resort town. Back in this time, beach going was a rather formal affair compared to today, but no less popular, and the famous boardwalk was, just like today, one of the main attractions for dapper beachgoers. Handlebar mustaches and flouncy dresses paraded up and down the board, eating funnel cake and playing games of chance, and experiencing all manner of newfangled mechanical marvels, such as carousels, automated music machines, even animatronics. And yes, Victorian-era animatronics are as absolutely horrifying as you're imagining. Many of which were to be found at long-running staple and source of joy for many guests, Trimper's Amusements, who got their start in the 1910s and have been an iconic name in the town ever since. As one might guess, building a city on land that's supposed to take the brunt of a tropical storm is a gutsy move, and Ocean City would have its fair share of experiences with storms wiping the town out. Such as in August 1933, when a powerful hurricane struck the Atlantic coast on a tour of devastation from North Carolina all the way up to Ontario, Canada. The storm first touched down in Cape Hatteras, bringing heavy rain and winds that would start a surge of flooding up the coast as the storm began to move northward towards the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. Local and other government services managed to get word out however they could to get people out of town, and early warnings on August 21st traveled from Cape Hatteras as far north as Boston, reaching as many people as possible that this storm was going to be a big one. The wind speeds recorded at time of landfall were 75 miles per hour, and it began to pick up speed, and in some parts of coastal Virginia, wind speeds were recorded 89 miles an hour, approaching hurricane force in some places. Stranding sailors and devastating any town that got in its way, with flooding reaching record levels in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the southern Chesapeake. Overall, the levels recorded will be used as a high watermark for any future storms to be measured by, such as Agnes in 76 and Isabel in 2003. By August 22nd, the storm had reached the Delmarva Peninsula. Having already been battered by heavy rain for 4 days, the Sinpuxent Bay was already starting to rise from its banks. And when the wind came, it pushed all that water back out to sea. In one day, an entire section of Ocean City was swept away, where the inlet is now was originally an area of hotels, fishermen's camps, and other businesses. All of this washed away like sandcastles, as the Sinpuxent Bay spilled its banks on the island in one mighty burst, People actually gather to watch Mother Nature carve a whole patch of ground away right before their eyes. Witnesses recalling how the railroad bridge to the mainland was swept out to sea in a matter of minutes. Residents for generations all had their own stories or knew someone with a story to tell about the great storm. Most of them recalling the sudden and awe-inspiring might of Mother Nature that day. After it was over, the immediate effects were very real for the people of Ocean City. Buildings reduced to foundation and piles of rubble, roads torn up, boats washed out to sea. Even the boardwalk was ripped away by the winds. And people had to leave their homes both on the island and parts of the mainland as well. The damage estimated at the time came out to be about $500,000. And keep in mind that 1933 was the middle of the Great Depression here in the United States, which adds more weight to the devastation the storm brought. However, there was a silver lining that would help make the town of Ocean City stronger. For a time, there had been plans to open up the Sinpuxent Bay into the Atlantic, making it easier for fishing vessels to access both bodies of water. It hadn't been gaining a lot of traction despite decades of petitioning. But now, since nature had done all the hard work, the city was able to get it secured and kept open permanently. And I should mention, storms do cut paths through barrier islands all the time. But they usually just close up over a few years. Now the city was able to take advantage of this, and a whole new path to financial revenue opened up. Pardon my pun. It'll also have the effect of increasing the size of the beach area around the opening, so win-win. And eventually a big fancy highway would connect where the old rail bridge used to be, and in the decades to come, Ocean City would grow, survive more storms, and persist into the place we know it as today. However, now there were two. Islands, that is. The other part cut off by the storm would become, as we know it today, Assateague Island. Its name comes from the Algonquin word that means swiftly moving waters. I'm not going to touch on the multiple layers of irony here, so. It was never as densely populated as the northern part of the island, so it lends itself well to becoming a more untouched natural destination. It currently exists as a historical site, a wildlife refuge, and a state park under three different government offices, which isn't a big deal to both its current and oldest residents, the Assateague Wild Ponies. Are they actually wild? Well, yeah, mostly. They're descendants of Spanish horses stranded on the island hundreds of years ago, and over time have adapted to island life. They are protected and cared for by park rangers year-round, who also assist them with their own summer vacation to Chincoteague Island to the south. Assateague is well worth a visit if you're looking to escape the smog and noise of a modern resort town and bask in some natural beauty. And you can hang out with ponies. So next time you take a trip to the beach, check the weather. It may change your vacation plans for years to come. This has been Majestic Maryland.